Yes, welcome back to On Crew. Shane Byrne is with me. Shane, this is a monumentous occasion for all involved with Glengad United.
It's a great day for us, Chris. Great day. You know, a tight game. There wasn't many really chances in the game. We won one up and we're a really good goal because the movement and the passing before that, before the actual goal itself was great. The build-up play was great. And then we let them back in it with a soft goal from where I was standing. You know, I thought it was... We had time to clear it, you know, but they got back into it, and the boys showed a lot of guts and determination in the second half, and you know, and went into extra time. And when it came to penalties, you know, it's a lottery. But I mean, we took Kevin on as a sub. Kevin, the master, as he's known down here, and Kevin's, I've done it a few times with him to get him on, and he's pulled out two great saves for us.
Yeah, no, as I say, it's an inspired substitution. You're bringing Kevin McLaughlin on just a couple of minutes ago before the end of additional time. He made a couple of saves, and then, of course, it all boiled down in a sudden death, that final kick, and up stepped Dylan Ruddy.
I thought all the boys were very good today, but I thought Dylan deserves special mention. I thought he was outstanding in the middle of the park today, and it's fitting that he hit the last one to win it for us, you know.
So, you're through to the first round proper. I suppose, first and foremost, you want a home draw.
We'd love to get a home draw, surely. You know, and the fact that we're on at this stage is great. If you get a home draw, you know, and another big crowd, it'd be lovely for the boys and for the club.
And just a word of great support here from everybody.
The people of Glengad support their club very well. Like, we travelled all over the place in the Junior Cup this year, and you want to see the support we had in Michaels and, you know, and Carlow and Clonmel as well. They support the team very, very well, you know.
And just finally, word on home farming. It was a good sporting occasion. Both sides tried to play some good football.
It did indeed, Chris. And I mean, that was the thing. Both sides did play good football, and there were some hard hits in there, and there was people got up and got on with it. Hats off to home farm. They were a sound bunch of lads.
Great, Shane. Many thanks for that. We're just going to get a quick word with the goal scorer. That's Dylan Ruddy, just going over to him. And Dylan, congratulations. You got the spot kick that put Glengad through.
Aye. It was kind of a tough decision because I was meant to hit Maddie's. I spoke before Maddie and before the penalties. And Maddie decided to go and hit the fifth. Of course, put all the pressure on me, but it's lovely to get the winning kick, and I'm proud of the boys. It was a great shift today, and nice to get an open draw.
I mean, there wasn't much between the two sides, and it's always a bit of a lottery when it goes down to penalties.
It's definitely a lottery, that's one thing for sure, but we kind of felt once we get the penalties, we're ready to look, and thank God we got through the other side of it and got the result. It's great for the club, great for the community, great for the show now, it's great for everything.
And who do you want to get in the next round?
Well, Jesus. Shamrock Rovers away would just be top of the chair, I suppose, like top of the Airchester League. It'd be unreal to play them, like, so we don't really care. It's just, it's nice to get that open draw and represent on a show and go from there then.